For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
We have a major update on Mikal Bridges and his future with the Brooklyn Nets. Recently, Nets owner Joe Tsai spoke to the media and he mentioned that he wants major changes to that roster. He also mentioned that he wants to build a contender for the long term, not trying to win now. Since that's the case, it could mean that Mikal Bridges and other players on that roster could be traded. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Nets owner wants major changes made to the Brooklyn Nets roster. This was the report I have been waiting on. For weeks now, we've heard a number of teams are likely going to target Mikal Bridges for a trade this offseason. Now, credit to the Brooklyn Nets for trying to shut down those reports and indicating that Mikal Bridges is not available and they are not looking to trade him. However, we've seen Sean Marks. He has been, in my opinion, one of the worst GMs in the entire league. He let go basically of three Hall of Famers, and if you look at the Nets in their roster right now, they still have not recovered. They need to look at the future. But when you look at the future, it's not bright. They want to try to build around Mikal Bridges, but you can't do that without picks and without the right players. They have no hope right now. And Nets owner Joe Tsai absolutely took notice of this. And he made the following comments recently in a media session talking about the Nets and what he wants to see for that roster moving forward. Shout out to NBA insider Evan Siderty on the app X for giving us the following information. According to him, Nets owner Joe Tsai said yesterday the franchise is at a crossroads with their long-term direction. Tsai mentioned Brooklyn's roster will be revamped this offseason to compete in the long run rather than win immediately. This is a major report here. The report continues and mentions the following. Tsai wants to take a longer-term approach and build a sustainable winner. With the Rockets reportedly willing to offer back their future picks in exchange for the Suns' selections, Brooklyn certainly appears ready to pivot towards a full-scale rebuild. If the Nets indeed decide to go in this direction, Mikal Bridges and others could become available on the trade market. This is massive. This is coming from the Nets owner, not the GM, not anybody below them, the owner himself. Wants to see a major change made to the roster, a roster revamp, so that way they can build a consistent winner over the long term, not trying to win now. If you're not looking to win now, what does that mean you need? That means you need picks. You need picks to develop, and that way your team can get better over the course of time. Besides picks, you need players, and those players need to have contracts that match, so that way when you make the trade, there are no issues, no obstacles, and no confusion. The Knicks have all of the assets necessary to make a major trade happen. However, as we just heard, so does the Houston Rockets. And the Rockets have been targeting Mikal Bridges ever since the trade deadline of last season. We have to keep that in perspective, because if Mikal Bridges becomes available for a trade, the two teams that absolutely will likely be involved will be the Knicks and the Houston Rockets. And as of right now, if I'm the Nets, I would probably take the Houston Rockets package versus the Knicks package. And the only reason for that is the Knicks are my rivals. If I trade to them, they're going to get better in my same conference. And if I'm trading a star like Mikal, I'd rather get him out of the East, not keep him in the East. So there are a couple of things we have to think about here regarding trades and Mikal Bridges potentially coming to the Knicks. But if he is traded out West, that potentially opens up the door for the Rockets or wherever he goes out West to trade with the Knicks somewhere down the line. I know it's hard to think about that right now, especially if he gets traded to another team, not the Knicks. But we have to think about these things, because maybe we don't get Mikal immediately, but maybe sometime down the line in the future, we do get him. We get him on this team, and then we show out with the roster that we have at that point in time. However, I'm obviously not hoping for that. If Mikal Bridges becomes available for a trade, I hope the Knicks and Leon Rose will do everything in their power to jump at that opportunity and try to get Mikal Bridges on this roster. And we got to remember, Bill Simmons, an NBA insider, he reported the following a few days ago, which we covered. According to him, Bill Simmons believes that Mikal Bridges will be traded from the Nets to the Knicks this summer. He also stated the following: I think that's who the Knicks want. I think they'll overpay. If Mikal Bridges also at some point in time says, you know what, I want to go play with my boys, please trade me to the Knicks, I think the Brooklyn Nets might go ahead and make that trade happen. Because again, the Knicks have the players, they have the contracts, and they have the picks. Everything that Brooklyn would want in a Mikal Bridges deal. And if they can get him without having to separate the core of Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, and OG Anunoby, you also keep Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo, this Knicks team is going to be an NBA Finals contender each and every year for as long as that core can stay healthy and together. That is an absolute guarantee. You don't break up that core and you add a player like Mikal Bridges to this team, a high-level defender and somebody who can score when you need him to, under Tom Thibodeau, you don't have to sell me anymore. That team is running through the league. Every game, they likely have a chance to blow you out. That's how good the starting unit would be, not to mention the bench. And if they draft right and add the right players that fit Tom Thibodeau, this Knicks team can be good for many, many years. And that's what Leon Rose is trying to build. That's what
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's always been trying to build, but he's just been waiting for the right player to become available and him to be available at the right cost. Once all of those things line up, Leon Rose will absolutely do business. I don't think it's a surprise when I say Mikal Bridges and his value has absolutely taken a hit, and it's gone down this year because his play has gone down this year and he was not utilized right. So it looks like potentially if the Nets are looking to revamp their roster and make some significant trades, Mikal Bridges could be on the trading block. And it's not really good news for Brooklyn because if he's on the trading block this year, after having such a bad year, his value is going to be down. And that means other teams might be able to give up less in order to get him. And with Leon Rose, we know it. He's not going to rush into anything. He is going to wait, be patient, and then move in silence and get that deal done. I believe in Leon. I trust in him. I know he's going to get the moves that we need done and make this team better headed into next season. And if that includes getting Mikal Bridges on this team, he is absolutely going to do it. Now, I do want to mention the Nets owner did not say trade Mikal Bridges. But when you say you're looking to build for the long term and you're not trying to win now, but you're trying to build a winner for the long term in the future, all that means is you need picks and you need the right players to do that. They don't have either of those things. So how do you get them if you're the Nets? To make trades. And that's exactly what they're likely going to have to do. And if you're looking at the players that they have, who has the most value? Cam Johnson, Cam Thomas, and Mikal Bridges. Those three players might be traded, but if you're the Nets, you don't want to trade Cam Thomas. He's a young guy. You want to build with him. Mikal Bridges, he has a lot of value. You might be able to get your future back if you trade Mikal Bridges. You can get all those picks back, maybe a couple of young players. That might help reset the Nets. And according to Joe Tsai, that's what he's looking to do. Get that roster back to becoming a winner and build toward the future, not trying to win now. And if you think about all of those things, his statements and who the Nets have on their roster, trading Mikal Bridges basically solves all of their problems and gets them to where they want to be. Multiple reports have already indicated that the Knicks plan to trade for a star this offseason. They also indicate that if it's the right star, they have no problem pushing all their chips on the table and going all in for that star, if it's the right star and the right fit. That also includes Mikal Bridges. If you remember NBA insider Bill Simmons, he also stated that he thinks that the Knicks want to overpay for Mikal Bridges, and that's who they want. If I'm the Knicks and Mikal Bridges becomes available, that is a player that I would overpay for, just a little bit. However, I'm not talking about a huge overpay. If it was supposed to be two draft picks and maybe a player, then I don't mind giving it to three draft picks, or maybe three draft picks in a swap, something like that. That I don't mind. However, if you're talking about five picks or four picks and three players or something like that, then obviously I'm not going to go for that. I'm not trying to overpay for anybody. I'm trying to pay either the right fair value for a player or get that player for a steal. Why? Because I understand who my president of basketball operations is. It's Leon Rose, and he's not going to do a deal if it costs too much, regardless of who that player is. He wants to make a deal that's either fair or benefits the Knicks in the long term. But given what Joe Tsai, the Nets owner, just stated, given his comments to the media, it's clear he wants to build a winner over the long term. He is not trying to win now. And if that's the case, the only way you can facilitate that is with picks, the right players, and making sure you can develop the picks that you get each and every year. If that's what the Nets owner wants, then obviously Sean Marks, the GM, needs to make sure he does his job and gets him that roster. And that's why I said early on in this video that this message, in my opinion, is a direct shot to Sean Marks telling him, you are on the clock now. This is your time. You need to do something and make sure this Brooklyn Nets roster looks better moving forward. Because if you don't, you will not be the man for the job any longer. Marks, it's on you. I know you've been saying for so many months, Mikal is not available. I think it's time for you to take those comments back and start telling us and telling everybody really what we want to hear. We are taking offers for Mikal Bridges. Open that door so that way Leon Rose and this Knicks front office can go in there, pounce, and get Mikal Bridges on this Knicks team. That is what needs to happen. That's what makes this Knicks team whole. That is the move. In my opinion, that is the perfect move the Knicks need to make to complete this team and make sure we are an NBA Finals team locked down each and every year. You make a move for Mikal Bridges, keeping OG, Randall, Brunson, Dante, and Hart, you have just become an absolute contender for the NBA Finals. Leon Rose is this close. All he needs to do is wait and pick up the phone once Mikal Bridges becomes available. And according to this Nets owner, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. He wants to see major changes to the roster. So Sean Marks, do your job. Get on the phone, take offers, and figure out how to get the owner what he wants. But I already told you how to do it. Trade Mikal Bridges to the Knicks and do what's right for your franchise and for our franchise. Only time will tell to see what exactly happens. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Nets owner, Joe Tsai, stating the following about his team and the roster moving forward? And again, according to him, he wants the Brooklyn roster to be revamped this offseason to compete in the long run rather than win immediately. Let me know how you feel about his comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.